No one knows for sure what causes the disease that is called anorexia nervosa. All we know is that it tends to be young women in particular who will start dieting, and their dieting becomes obsessive. They start eating less and less and exercising more and more until their bodies become emaciated. And even then, many of them will look in the mirror and see a fat person. You can die from this disease. The parents will get frantic and try desperately to feed this child. And a battle ensues between the young girl and the parents who are struggling for her survival. Why does a young woman suffer in this way? Some think it's because she wants to control her universe. Others think it's because she wants to get small like a little child, to be held and rocked like a baby. And still others think maybe she is trying to say that she does not deserve to be fed, that she's unworthy of food. Meanwhile, her parents are trying to tell her that they love her, that they want to feed her, but no one seems to be able to speak the truth to each other. And so the symptoms remain and they do not communicate with each other. That is one of the key parts of our lives, isn't it? Learning how to tell the truth to each other, what we really feel about our broken parts. I know of a woman named Susan. When she was 6 years old, Susan went to sleep over at her best friend Jennifer's house. Susan had a good mom. Her mom never really hugged her or kissed her much, but her mom loved her, and every night her mom would come in and put some clean folded clothes on the end of Susan's bed so she had something to wear to school the next day, and she would say goodnight and close the door. But when Susan went to Jennifer's house to spend the night, she noticed that Jennifer's mother, when she put them to bed, tucked them in and put their covers up around their chins, and then took each of them and gave them a nice warm kiss on the cheek. And Susan loved being kissed and cuddled like that. So the next night, she got all into her own bed at home, and she put the covers up around her chin, and she waited for her mom to come and give her a nice warm kiss on the cheek, the way Jennifer's mom did. But Susan's mom did what she always did, which was to lay some folded clean clothes at the bottom of Susan's bed, and then to close the door and say goodnight. And Susan cried herself to sleep that night, believing that her mom didn't really love her. But she never told her mom what she really wanted. Some 20 years later, when Susan was a grown-up and her mom got cancer and was dying, they sat around the kitchen table. And finally, Susan had the courage to tell the truth, and she said, "Mom, I need to tell you something. I always wished you would kiss me goodnight when you said goodnight. I always thought that you didn't love me like Jennifer's mom loved her." And Susan's mom began to cry. She said, "I wish you had told me that." When I was growing up, my mom died when I was young. And my dad did the very best he could. But some days I went to school in dirty clothes because he didn't have time to wash my clothes. So I made a vow that when I had a child, I would always put clean clothes on the end of their bed to show them that I loved them. Susan and her mom hugged each other, and for the first time, they understood each other. It's so important that we tell each other what we really want and what we really mean. And tonight is the night before Jesus died, and it's the night that he did just that. He took the people he loved and he told them what he really meant. Not only did he tell them with words, he told them with his actions. He said, "I love you. I know it's going to happen, and I love you anyway. I'm going to love you by washing your feet, the dirtiest, most used, most hardworking part of your body. I'm going to wash that to show you how much I love you. And I'm going to feed you because you deserve to be fed. Take and eat this bread, it is my body. Take and drink this wine, it is my blood." How do we learn to love one another? It begins by telling the truth to the people we love. The real truth about what we need, what we hope for, what we yearn for, and what we want. So on this evening, we will reenact the foot washing, and I invite all of you to join us if you so choose. We will simply wash one another's feet, and then another person can come up and have their feet washed, and then they'll wash the feet of the next person. If you would rather just watch, look at it as an icon and remember what Jesus did for us. Amen.